The grandpa held the jar of honey so that all the family could see, then dipped a ladle into it and drizzled honey on the cover of a small book. The little girl had just turned 5. "Stand up, little one," he cooed. "I did this for your mother, your uncles, your older brother, and now you." Then he handed the book to her. "Taste." She dipped her finger into the honey and put it into her mouth. "What is that taste?" the grandma asked. The little girl answered, "Sweet." Then all of the family said in a single voice, "Yes, and so is knowledge. But knowledge is like the bee that made that sweet honey. You have to chase it through the pages of a book." The little girl knew that the promise to read was at last hers. Soon, she was going to learn to read. Trisha, the littlest girl in the family, grew up loving books. Her school teacher mother read to her every night. Her red-headed brother brought his books home from school and shared them. And whenever she visited the family farm, her grandfather or grandmother read to her by the stone fireplace. When she turned 5 and went to kindergarten, most of all she hoped to read. Each day she saw the kids in the first grade across the hall reading, and before the year was over, some of the kids in her own class began to read. Not Trisha. Still, she loved being at school because she could draw. The other kids would crowd around her and watch her do her magic with the crayons. "In first grade, you'll learn to read," her brother said. In first grade, Trisha sat in a circle with the other kids. They were all holding Our Neighborhood, their first reader, sounding out letters and words. They said, "B-b-oy, boy," and "L-l-ook, look." The teacher smiled at them when they put all the sounds together and got a word right. But when Trisha looked at a page, all she saw were wiggling shapes. And when she tried to sound out words, the other kids laughed at her. "Trisha, what are you looking at in that book?" they'd say. "I'm reading," she'd say back to them.